I'm Veronica Ward. I'm something called a cabinet member for Culture, Leisure and Sport. But what we have to do today is welcome everybody here, and a particularly very warm welcome to Sir Ian McKellen. It's a great honour to see you in the borough today, and thank you very much for coming. Peter is one of, if not the most famous resident of Southwark, and we're proud of his long residence here. And that's why we're so justly unveiling a blue plaque for Peter Patachel today. And some people might say, a blue plaque? Oh, I thought that was for... Oh, sorry. A blue plaque. Oh, I thought that was for obscure prime ministers of the 19th century. But no, not in Southwark. We have a very special scheme in Southwark, which started quite recently in 2003 in collaboration with Southwark News, who I expect are here somewhere, to honour Southwark residents, past and present. So we have, just to take a very quick list, Rio Ferdinand, the Bermondsey Abbey, Charlie Chaplin, Michael Caine, Enid Blyton, and Isambard Kingdom Brunel, to name but a few. So what is special is that these names are not chosen by some kind of obscure committee somewhere. They're put forward each year by residents in Southwark who are asked through the paper and through our council publicity to put the names forward. And then a committee, which is Southwark News and our Heritage Association and the council, shortlists, and then asks residents to vote. And they have voted for Peter. And that is what we are celebrating. There are other people who are going to say much better than I can about Peter, who came from Australia and came here in 1971. And he is now a household name, a global campaigner for gay rights and human rights. One of the few, I would say, very brave and very bold, who stand up against hypocrisy, discrimination, and abuses by governments, dictators,
well done,
and all the rest of you. As founder of Outrage, the radical gay action movement, he has ensured gay rights are centre stage, and I'm afraid still need to be. I'm going to hand over to Simon Hughes, our Member of Parliament for this area. And just before I stop, we will be having drinks afterwards at the Cuming Museum, which is the top of the Walworth Road, the other side of the Elephant and Castle sign.
Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for the invitation. Peter, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm here without qualification to pay tribute to Peter. Peter knows that we had an unpleasant and unsatisfactory election against each other in 1983, and I've apologised to Peter privately as well as publicly for anything done by any of our party members or our party. That was not justified. Sadly, it wasn't just members of our party, it was members of Peter's then party and others and the press, and there is a huge lesson to be learnt from that occasion. But Peter came through that and has actually probably achieved far more than he might have achieved by being a Member of Parliament. Like, you'll never know that. But I hope that's the case, Peter, and I hope you feel that's the case, because you have been indomitable in your campaigning all the time. And I'm just going to say three very brief things. I could say many, I hope, positive and supportive things about Peter, but I'm going to say three brief things. Firstly, it is very important for us, although it hasn't been easy for Peter, that you've stayed living here. Because you've shown that commitment to the inner city relies on people standing with the people who are struggling to better themselves and have better conditions. It's all very well preaching about the needs of working class people and the poor and the underprivileged from a comfortable, leafy, suburban, middle class environment. But actually, some of us made commitments to come and be in the inner city and have stayed, and you can only speak with authority if every day you live your life in the context of the people you're battling for. And Peter, your general struggle for people on low pay, for people underprivileged, for council housing, where you and I have similar views that we need much more of it, for affordable housing, and against greedy and rapacious developers, must go on. That battle has not been won, and it's clear that it needs campaigners to fight it. Secondly, your work at home has helped transform the position for gay, lesbian, transsexual and other people. Completely transform their position in law and in practice. Not completely, not finished. The work still has to go on. There still is bullying at schools. There still is discrimination in the workplace. There still is discrimination in society. But there has been transformation. The fact that the battles in my early days I fought against Section 28, which the Tories were supporting and the Labour Party abstaining on, has been won, and won entirely successfully, is no little due to people like you putting on the pressure from outside. The fact that we now have an Equality Act, the fact that now it is a commitment of government now that we should not be sending people away from this country as asylum seekers to countries where they would be persecuted for their sexuality. It's because you have made sure you keep up the political pressure here. And I hope for every year you have breath, you will keep on doing that, because government need always be held to account by people outside. But in a way, the paradox is that I think the most eminent things you have done have been the things that they were alluded to that mean that you are respected internationally as well as at home. And I want to pay particular tribute for the way you have challenged the governments and the public authorities of oppressive, dictatorial, illiberal places, in particular Robert Mugabe and the horrible regime in Zimbabwe. There's also places like Russia, where you have been and taken on the authorities, where the mayor of Moscow and the authorities in Moscow, the police in Moscow, have made it almost impossible for people to be able to stand in solidarity and assert their individuality. And so, Peter, although I know this is a blue plaque voted for by the people in Southwark, saying we're really glad you're here and we're really proud of you as a Southwark resident, I hope it will also, like many of the other blue plaques say, and we recognise your contribution not just to this country, but to the struggle for equality around the world. So when you made your decision to leave Australia and come here, we hope, looking back, you feel you made the right decision. We are very grateful you made the decision to settle in Southwark. You have helped us have a reputation as one of the most enlightened, diverse and gay-friendly parts of Britain, and we hope that we will continue to honour your work and make sure that continues in all the remaining days that you and I have on this planet. Thank you very much.
I'm honoured. My name is Father Bernard Lynch. I'm an out-proud and gay Catholic priest, one of the very few in the world. Oh, God.